Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, here live at the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas with my good friend Nick Fedoroff, who knows just everything in the world.
Do you know how many animals I harbor in my chin?
I was going to ask you, how many woodland creatures can we... I thought we'd make an app out of that, and we would just let people... How many woodland creatures?
The squirrels, everything.
I saw some nice new scroll food pellets. They come in all different shapes and sizes
now. Is that right? I don't have to put them in pocket anymore.
Huh? No more in your pockets.
Well, thank you for inviting me on the show. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, I enjoy having you. And I want to talk about you saving myself and our listeners.
Okay.
My dogs have done quite a number... much to my chagrin, and I try all different kinds of things. I think I'm getting back to where I want it to be. But I know you can tell us how to definitely get back to a green lawn after our dogs have left their marking.
Yeah. No, I can't do that. Let's talk about something else.
Woodland creatures it is.
Okay, when a dog comes on your area, leaves behind a road apple, lawn sausage, whatever you want to do with that, there's a couple of problems that happen here. Of course, with female dogs, they'll take and they'll squat wherever. Male dogs, they're a little bit different. Well, they'll take and they'll salute things around and such, but you'll see the problems happen almost immediately within a day that you'll have areas that start to die off. Right. And you have to get your best friend, whenever that happens, is to get a water hose out. That's first and foremost. Clean that area up. And you clean it up for a couple different reasons. Number one, it's gross. You step on it. You bring it into the home, whatever the case may be. You don't want to take your lawnmower and run over it and spread it all over the place. Ironically enough, it does not make a good fertilizer.
I was just going to ask you that.
Yeah, it doesn't make a good fertilizer whatsoever because it comes from a carnivore. Never want to use a carnivore for any kind of feeding of your plants unless you've processed it properly, and that's above and beyond what any home gardener can do. Then the next thing you want to do is after you've taken and you've watered it down, your chances are you saved it for that particular moment. Okay, but who follows their dogs around? Who follows their cats around? Who follows those animals around
right. That
are doing those kind of things? Because sometimes you don't get a chance to get out there for 1-2 days.
Sure.
Sometimes even longer. You get busy lives and stuff and things of that nature. If you don't have a service that doesn't come out to clean up your yard, you're doing it yourself.
That's right.
And by the way, if you want to make some really, really good money, that's a good business to get into.
We have had some of them on the shows over time, and I have to tell you, that's what they tell us too.
Yeah.
There is a lot of money in
in picking it up.
Yep.
So what you want to do now is that once that the area has been damaged or is starting to get damaged, and we have two different kinds of damages, and I'd like to talk about both of them if we can.
Feel free.
This time. One is the fact that they've done their duty and ran. The other one is when they're running up and down and they wear holes in your lawn. Because dogs really like to do that. They like to, they pick a path and they keep on going through there. They'll compact it and they make a mess out of it. All right, the first one was with the doo-doo. What you need to do is you have to scrape the area up. That's real important. Try to keep it as open in the area as possible. Of course, you got to use that water again. Leach the area out. Now that you've leached the area out and you've washed away all the salts and the yucky stuff into the soil, what's going to happen is that area is going to turn even yellow even more because you washed all the nutrients out.
Sure.
But you don't want to fertilize right away. What you do want to do is after you scraped it up and you scratched that soil surface, you need to use a soil patch of some sort. And a soil patch or a lawn patch is something as simple as just taking some seed, sprinkling it out. Once you sprinkle it out, then you cover it up with some compost, water it, and the rest should be history. Within a couple of weeks, it'll be green. But here comes the problem, and you're always going to have this problem, sort of, kind of. And that would be that you're going to have patches of these little green islands that are greener than the rest of your lawn. So what we have to do is that we have to make sure that we stay on top of fertilizing our lawn on a regular basis. Now, there's two different types of fertilizers. There are the fertilizers that you use for granular or homogeneous fertilizers, and there's the liquids. Well, if you have a dog, you don't want to use a granular fertilizer because they could see it.
Correct.
And they're going to start digging it up and do that kind of stuff. You are better off using a liquid fertilizer, something that's organic or natural, and combine them together. I'm a big fan of using the one, a Super Thrive, which is not a fertilizer. It's vitamins and hormones. And then what you do is you use a fish fertilizer, not just any kind of fish fertilizer, but a hydrolysate fertilizer. We grew up hearing all about fish emulsion.
Uh-huh.
Don't use fish emulsion. Emulsion is the byproduct. Got to watch out. It's a microphone. Didn't realize I was
talking. Creatures.
I thought it was just us here.
Squirrels.
And what you have is that a fish emulsion is when they take fish and they process it and they use it for all kinds of things, from cosmetics to food to just things that we can't even imagine. Whatever trash is left behind, that's what you use on your lawn. Instead, they raise fish specifically for fertilizer.
Interesting.
And they cold process it. And this cold process is called a hydrolysate. And so you combine these vitamins and hormones with the fish, and then it combines together, makes a super-duper fertilizer, plus puts the vitamin hormones in. And if your dog ends up eating the lawn,
as they all do,
they're going to get vitamins and hormones. They're not going to get anything else.
I love that.
Isn't that a cool idea?
That is a great idea.
Yeah, so you take and you put that at. Plus, it's going to keep the rest of your lawn green. And therefore, when your patches start growing up, when you do this fertilizing thing that we just talked, just once a month, get them out there. Wait till you have to keep the dog off until it dries. And then the dog would be fine to bring them back. And then you're not going to have these green little islands that we're talking about.
Right.
You know, so everything is real nice and meshed together. Now, let's talk about the we have time? I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. The next thing that we have is we have when they make that path. All right. A little bit different story there, where you still have to do the scratching up, but I want you to scratch down deeper. I want you to go down a half inch, 3/4 inch, 1 inch you can, because the dogs are compacting it.
Sure.
And that right there is what's stopping the roots from spreading out. When your
wow.
plants.
Okay.
So you do everything that we said before. You throw the seed out. You put some compost out in there. And then you just have to try to keep the dog off the area.
Wow.
Just try to keep the dog off. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. It all depends on how well trained you could. You know, it's all depends on how well trained your dog has trained you.
That's always it. He's Nick Fedoroff. I'm Robert Sermo with Pet World Insider. We've got the canine mutant over here. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to go snout to snout, and we'll be back with more Nick Fedoroff.
Indeed.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the Pawtographer. The Pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home, but it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.